Interviewing Anna Geislerová leaves you with little doubt as to how she came to be the most well-known actress in the Czech Republic. She doesn't need a role to be a fascinating character. Individualistic, forthright, thoughtful, and very charming. She puts her personality into a lot of different activities, literary, charitable, social, artistic, and the country loves her for it. But the Czech Republic has become too small for Anna Geislerová. In the illustrious Vinohrady Theatre, where she was doing a photo shoot, we talked about where she's going now and how she got to where she is.
Well, it was kind of a coincidence, I believe. Well, I wanted very much to be an actress, but I didn't even have a time to think about it, you know, what to do to become an actress. It just happened to me. I met someone on the street who told me, oh, there's a casting for a movie. I said, okay, that's what I want to do. I went there and I won. And so how it started, you know, then it just, you know, kept on going somehow by itself. I didn't do much for it. That's maybe why I'm spoiled now and I have problems, you know, to continue, you know, to work on my progress.
Do you feel spoiled?
I might be spoiled because I didn't have to do much here. You know, it was just like, it just kept on going. So I took this as a fate, which is kind of alibistic.
I think you were quite a formidable child. You ran away, or you went off to Milan, I think, when you were 15 to pursue a career, is that right?
Yeah, well, but it was the family. It wasn't just my fault, you know, we were like that. We were a very free and open family, and I kind of admire my mother that she just let me to do what I wanted. Probably I would fight her anyway and do it by myself, but she just, you know, she let me do what I wanted. So, I ran away. But I didn't run away. In fact, she went with me. She checked the whole, you know, situation. Then she left and let me, you know, be a model in Milano in, I don't know, 15 or 16. And then I moved out. But I don't think it's very unusual. It's just like when you're 16, everybody wants to, you know, leave the house or not.
Well, even now you seem kind of like a person who pretty much does whatever she likes. Is that fair to say?
Yes, but I feel guilty for it.
Why?
No. I feel somehow that I have to organize myself a little bit. You know, I feel it's time now to, I don't know, use the brain maybe.
Can you be more specific?
I mean, like, because I thought, you know, things happen or they don't. And there's nothing I can do. But now I feel maybe, you know, the time is running too fast and there are things that I feel that I could do. I could, you know, because I very much, I don't know, now maybe I'm losing my English, but I want very much to work abroad, you know, because Czech Republic is kind of, you know, small, and I feel that the things that, you know, I might do here, they are repeating. The scripts that I'm reading now, or the, you know, the opportunities given, they are not very challenging. It's maybe not nice to say, but I feel I want to work somewhere else with people that don't know me. You know, like, I would like to lose what I have here. I can risk it and just go risk somewhere else.
Even Bollywood?
Yeah, well, that would be great. That would be great.
So anywhere else,
anywhere.
Just for a change of pace.
It's no, like, heading west or east. Anywhere, you know. My favorite, you know, cinematography is Scandinavian. That's the place where I love to do some movies. Or Poland, Hungarian, anywhere. It's just, you know, to feel, you know, different vibes.
How do you feel about the state of Czech cinematography in general?
I think we have one wonderful and very exceptional thing, which is quite rare in Europe, because Czech people, they love Czech cinema very much, you know, they absolutely adore it, you know. If you would take the percentage of, you know, how many viewers each, like, cinema has, it's like if in Czech Republic there's a movie made and it's like a club movie, not really like the, you know, mainstream or the I don't know, the big movie, so it still has like 200,000 of, you know, viewers or audience, or I don't know what's the name for it?
Viewers?
Okay. And if you would, you know, compare it, for example, to Germany, that would mean for their, you know, amount of people, you know, citizens, so that would be like, 2 or 4 million. but they have, for the same type of movie, even less people, or like 40,000 viewers. I just spoke about it with a producer from Germany. So he said, we have amazing situation, and if the market here was bigger, then we are like very, very successful in a country for movies, you know, like big movies, big money in it. But, you know, there's not many of Czech people, so we can, you know, make the big, you know, big budget movies and big business. But we are, you know, exceptional, you know, in this kind of national feelings about Czech movies. We Czech people, we love Czech cinema. And, well, the last year, I think there was like 25 movies, which is the most since the Velvet Revolution, like 25 movies a year for such a small country. Not all of them are nice or good, but it's amazing. I think it's still, you know, it never stopped. I think we, in the film business in Czech Republic, you know, we say it's bad and it's boring and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we never stopped.
Well, what could Czech filmmakers come up with that would challenge you?
Yeah, it would be if they would start to do something personal. Something, you know, like risking, like putting, you know, giving their souls to the movies, you know, not thinking, you know, let's do it like this and that, and let's make movie which would be successful, or let's make a clever movie, let's make a beautiful movie. But, you know, if they would say, like, I want to do this movie because I just have to. I have to make a movie about this, what I feel, or what happened to me. I feel like the Czech movies are very artificial, not like from, you know, what the people really feel. Even, you know, they should be more silly, or, you know, in risking in any kinds, you know, from the artistic way or the script, or I don't know. To me, they are very conservative.
Going back to when you were starting out, do you see it as a positive experience being one of the most famous actresses in the country before you were even 20?
I have no idea. I have no other experience, so I don't know.
Well, I'll put it differently.
It's like, if you mean, if I look at my friend who's not famous, okay, so I feel, well, definitely worse, you know, not to be famous. It's better to be famous. No, I don't know what to say. You know,
no, I'll put it a different way. Would you want your children to be involved in
If they would be like me, it's like I did what I wanted. And I think it's the most important thing, you know, like if you feel you want to do this, you just do it. You know, you have to take the risk, and, you know, otherwise you would be unhappy. And I was happy, I was doing what I wanted, so if they had the same feeling or same passion as I did, so that's fine for me as a parent, like, that I have children which, you know, knows what she wants, or he.
And you might be most successful as an actress, but you've got all kinds of artistic pursuits. Which of them is, for you,
the most?
Well, yeah, I mean, the most personally rewarding.
I think it's acting.
Not painting cows.
No. It's things that I love to do, because, you know, you transform your, I don't know, creativity. Yes, bad word. into something different than acting. So I love that too. Now I'm doing clothes. Like, I'm going to have my own collection. And so that's also wonderful, because you feel something, you know, you watch things, you see colors, you feel emotions, but and you transform it to a t-shirt or something. So it's for me very, you know, wonderful experience, because when you do movies, so you are, I don't know, you're working with emotions, you can't touch it, you just give it away and then that's it. But here I can do things which are, you know, touchable, so that's also wonderful for me. But acting, I think, is the most I don't know, for my soul and my, you know, emotional grow, it's acting. But also I'm writing, so I think it's maybe I'm going to transform my creativity into something else. Maybe I slowly fade away as an actress and I do something else, because I'm not really fixed on it. But still, it's the thing that I love the most.
Could you imagine that in 20 years you would be better known as a writer or a fashion designer than as an actress?
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. That would be like, you know, you would have like two or three more lives. Because, you know, once you're known as an actress, maybe it's time to leave it and do something else. You know, I'm very, you know, open to anything that the life brings. You know, so maybe that's the biggest problem for me.